Patriots for Economic Progress leader John Temple says his party will participate in the planned peaceful street protest that is scheduled for this Friday, 29th November 2025, starting at the Freedom Statue to State House. The government says the Lift Zambia project will leave a lasting impact on people of Mumba District, Central Province, with regards to access to financial resources. And in international news, the US and Ukraine say weekend peace talks in Geneva were highly productive.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Patriots for Economic Progress leader Sean Tembo says his party will participate in the planned peaceful street protest that is scheduled for this Friday, 29th November 2025, starting at the Freedom Statue to State House. Tembo says his acceptance of the invitation to participate in the planned peaceful street protest against the irregular and unlawful manner in which President Hage Ichilema and his UPND government are trying to amend the constitution using Bill 7 is premised on the party's strong belief that in a constitutional democracy, citizens should never be shy to exercise their inalienable constitutional rights and liberties, such as the right to peaceful assembly and protest, provided such rights are exercised within the confines of the law. Tembo says his party is happy to note that the Oasis Forum has fully complied with the requirements of the Public Order Act in so far as giving notice to the police regarding the planned peaceful street protest is concerned. Tembo is, however, saddened by the report from the Oasis Forum chairperson that the Lusaka Division Police Command refused to receive the said notice when it was delivered.
977 News.
And in other news, Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has appealed to the government to urgently expedite and conclude the recruitment of the 2,500 health workers allocated for the 2025 recruitment. Director General Queen Smarble says with the year drawing to a close, it is critical that this process is finalized swiftly so that new personnel can report for duty at the start of January 2026. Smarble says time is of the essence in addressing Zambia's health workforce needs. He has commended the government for its consistent efforts in recruiting health workers annually, which have contributed to strengthening the national health system. We encourage the government to maintain and accelerate this positive trajectory by ensuring the timely completion of the 2025 recruitment cycle, she said. In other news, the government says the Lift Zambia project will leave a lasting impact on the people of Mombwa District Central Province with regards to access to financial resources. Mombwa District DMMU Coordinator Precedence Mwimba, who represented the district commissioner, said there are many benefits to be gained from the initiative, including learning opportunities and the involvement of government officials to enhance existing knowledge. She noted that the project will support farmers with inputs such as seed and irrigation systems, particularly in the areas like Nakasaka, which face water challenges. Mwimba urged participants to share what they learn with others in their communities, emphasizing that knowledge should not be kept to oneself but passed on to those who could not attend. She also commended the strong female participation and officially declared the gathering open on behalf of the district commissioner, expressing gratitude for the community's active involvement. This came to light during an awareness campaign on climate change, a multi-stakeholder dialogue on climate finance and capacity building, on advocacy strategies and coalition building held in Mombwa District. Meanwhile, Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, Lift Zambia project lead, Engineer Gabriel Mukuka, says the project is currently being implemented in Luapula and Central Provinces, specifically in Milenge, Chifunambuli and Mumbwa districts, with plans to expand to Lavushimanda and Mpika next year. He explained that with CEJ operates in 8 of Zambia's 10 provinces, the Lift Zambia initiative is focused on promoting climate environmental stewardship in just 2 for now. Engineer Mukuka highlighted that CEJ works across 6 thematic areas: agriculture and livelihoods, water security, climate change and sustainable energy, environmental protection and extractive industries. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Credible, accurate business news.
And in business news this evening, the Workers' Compensation Fund Control Board is set to invest about 50 million kwacha in the construction of a modern shopping mall in Kasempa District in Northwestern Province. Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chpoka Mulenga officiated at the groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of the Kamusongolwa shopping mall in Kasempa. Mulenga said government will continue encouraging investment in infrastructure, tourism and other economic activities to ensure that Kasempa, like other districts in Northwestern Province, receives its fair share of development. Earlier, Small and Medium Enterprise Development Minister Elias Mwanga announced that government has so far injected 10 million kwacha into small and medium enterprises, including cooperative empowerment initiatives, to boost economic growth in Kasempa District. He said the initiative aims to empower local businesses and stimulate economic economic activity in the area in support of developments such as the upcoming shopping mall. Coming up next, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news this evening, the U.S. and Ukraine say we can...